Exercise 13. Listen to the passage on the history of the Titanic and write the missing information. They called it unsinkable because nothing could sink it. It left Southampton on April the 10th, 1912, on its first voyage to New York City. There were over 2,200 people aboard, including first class, second class, third class passengers, and the crew. The Titanic had a telephone system, electric lights in all rooms, four lifts, a heated swimming pool, a gym, two libraries, and two barbershops. The ship was believed unsinkable because it had a system of 16 watertight compartments with doors which could be closed from the bridge so that water could be contained even if the hull was broken. For this reason, there were only 20 lifeboats. On the evening of April the 14th, the Titanic entered an area full of icebergs, and Captain Edward Smith decided to set the speed of the ship at 22 knots. At about 11:40 p.m., 400 nautical miles south of Newfoundland, First Officer William Murdoch saw an iceberg approaching and ordered a distancing manoeuvre, but it was too late. The ship hit the iceberg, and five of its watertight compartments were damaged, so its fate was the final sinking. Lifeboats were few, and some were launched below capacity. Only 700 people out of the original 2,200 survived. During the night, due to the sinking of the bow, the Titanic broke in two. Hundreds of passengers and crew went into the icy water. Almost all of them died from exposure to ice-cold water. Distress signals had been sent after the collision with the iceberg, but the ship Carpathia, which had heard it, was too far. And in spite of its immediate decision of going to the Titanic, it only arrived at about 3:30 a.m. on April the 15th, more than an hour after the sinking. It picked up all the survivors and took them to New York. It was only in 1985 that, thanks to the progress of technology, it was possible to send an underwater device called Argo, equipped with a camera that transmitted the images to a monitor. The ship was divided into two pieces. The bow was well recognizable, while the rear part was seriously damaged. In 1997, James Cameron decided to direct his blockbuster Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.